This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
AP Sports, I'm Denny Kapp. 3 top 25 matchups headline the day's college football slate, and only one resulted in an upset. 11th-ranked USC played its first Big Ten conference game and came up short, falling to 18th-ranked Michigan 27-24. Wolverines running back Khalil Mullings ran for 159 yards and a pair of touchdowns.
It was a team effort. Everyone was out there grinding. We were all able to make some plays, so it was beautiful.
12th-ranked Utah stayed undefeated, going on the road to beat 14th-ranked Oklahoma State 22-19. Utes quarterback Cam Rising missed his second straight game with an injury. Josh Heupel returned to Norman, Oklahoma, where he won a national championship as the Sooners quarterback, this time as the head coach of Tennessee. AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
6th-ranked Tennessee kept number 15 Oklahoma out of the end zone for 3.5 quarters of a 25-15 downing of the Sooners. Tennessee head coach Josh Heupel.
Great win for the football team, and proud of the way that we approached the week, how we prepared, how we practiced, and how hard we played tonight.
The most electric play of the game was Nico Iamaleava's 66-yard touchdown pass to Dante Smith late in the first quarter, putting the Vols ahead to stay. Dylan Sampson added 83 yards and a touchdown on the ground. But the Vols' defense limited the Sooners to 222 total yards.
Elsewhere in the top 10, top-ranked Texas steamrolled Louisiana Monroe 51-3 in Arch Manning's first start at quarterback. Cam Ward threw for over 400 yards to lead 8th-ranked Miami past South Florida 50-15. 3rd-ranked Ohio State blew out Marshall 49-14. 5th-ranked Ole Miss dealt Georgia Southern a blow, correspondent Steve Carney.
Jackson Dart threw for 382 yards and 4 touchdowns, and Trey Harris had a career-high 225 yards receiving and a pair of scores as 5th-ranked Ole Miss defeated Georgia Southern 52-13. The Rebels scored the first 17 points of the game, all coming in the first quarter, with Dart throwing a pair of touchdown passes. Dart found Harris for a 70-yard score in the second and a 36-yard touchdown in the fourth. The Rebels quarterback says the chemistry between the two has really developed.
Well, when you have the best receiver in the country, you're going to give him as many chances as you can. So, I just think that we've grew such a great connection, and it kind of clicked from the moment he got here.
One top 10 team got quite a scare from an unranked foe. 7th-ranked Missouri needed double overtime to hold off Vanderbilt 30-27. Correspondent Mike Reeves was there.
Missouri kicker Blake Craig missed 3 field goals in regulation but delivered a 37-yarder in the second overtime session, while Vanderbilt kicker Brock Taylor missed from 31 yards in the second OT as number 7 Missouri survived the upset bid.
And 10th-ranked Penn State blanked Kent State 56-0. Both 13th-ranked Kansas State and 23rd-ranked Northern Illinois were upset by unranked opponents. NASCAR's playoff field is down to 12 after Kyle Larson took the checkered flag at the Bass Pro Shop night race. Ty Gibbs, Martin Truex Jr., Brad Keselowski, and Harrison Burton were eliminated. Coming up next, we check in on the Diamonds with just over a week to go in the regular season. In the race to October, we start in the American League, where the Guardians lost a game but won a division crown. Cleveland dropped a 6-5 decision to St. Louis but clinched the AL Central when the Royals were shut out by the Giants 9-0 earlier in the day. For the Royals, it was a costly loss, their 6th in a row, as they saw their hold on the second wildcard spot in the American League cut to just a half game over the Twins, who were rained out in Boston. The opportunistic Tigers took advantage of the situation, edging the Orioles 6-4 in 11 innings. Detroit now sits just a half game back of the Twins for the final wildcard spot. The Mariners stayed on the Tigers' tail and gained a little ground on the Twins and Royals as well. correspondent Bob Stevens.
The Seattle Mariners pounded out 16 hits en route to an 8-4 win over the Texas Rangers to pull within a game and a half of Minnesota for the final AL wildcard spot with 7 games left. Julio Rodriguez led the Seattle attack with his 13th career 4-hit game. He had a homer and 4 RBIs, including a tie-breaking single in the 5th, which put Seattle ahead for good.
Seattle was unable to gain any ground on the AL's leading Astros as they were swinging the bat well, too. Houston got back-to-back jacks from Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez in their 10-4 win over the Angels. Correspondent Adam Spillane.
The home runs came in the 7th inning and were part of a season-high 20-hit onslaught for Houston. Astros manager Joe Espada.
Playing the game, keeping the line moving, a big contribution from the bottom line order. Yordan and Tuck there in the middle. Huge, huge offensive production from everyone.
The win keeps the Astros' lead in the AL West at 5 games, and it drops their magic number to 3.
And the Yankees wallop the A's 10-0 to take a 1-game lead on the Guardians for the best record in the American League and home field advantage through the ALCS. Aaron Judge hit his major league-leading 54th home run. In the National League, the Mets stay 2 games clear of the Braves for the final wildcard spot with a 6-3 knockout of the Phillies. Correspondent Owen Russell.
Mets outfielder Brandon Nimmo looped a base hit into shallow left field, scoring the go-ahead run and sending the home crowd into a frenzy.
It felt unbelievable today. The energy and the atmosphere, the whole stadium was packed, and they were all into it. And obviously, another amazing game between us.
The Braves kept pace by beating the Marlins 6-2. The Diamondbacks hold the second NL wild card and stayed a game ahead of the Mets by 2 hitting the Brewers in a 5-0 shutout. And Arizona stays 2 games back of the Padres, who hold the top wild card spot. San Diego washed the White Sox 6-2 behind home runs from Xander Bogaerts and Elias Diaz. Correspondent Philip Gaughan.
Bogaerts started the scoring with his 11th home run of the season in the second inning.
This guy's putting up a fight, you know. They're trying to be supporters, and nothing has been given easy to us these last couple of days. So it's been nice to be able to fight for it a little bit more than a lot of people would have probably expected.
Diaz's home run provided insurance as the Padres dropped their magic number to 2 to clinch a playoff spot.
The White Sox tied the American League record with their 119th loss. The Dodgers' quest to win the NL West took a detour when Walker Buehler gave up 4 runs over 5 1/3, allowing the Rockies to stun LA 6-3. Correspondent Mark Myers.
The Dodger offense came mostly from Mookie Betts, who belted a 2-run home run. LA has already clinched a spot in the playoffs, but its lead in the NL West now just 3 games ahead of second place San Diego.
And in games with no bearing on playoff races, the Rays snuck by the Blue Jays 3-2, the Reds pounded the Pirates 7-1, and the Nationals upended the Cubs 5-1. I'm Denny Kapp, AP Sports.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.